fixed them so that we can hook the space heaters and the gas logs or whatever there.
Oil heaters.
Okay, how would the heat be circulated through the house? It just...
Well, electric is most popular now, but it's very expensive. We have this little space heater here. We have one in the back, but this one, adequate ones, this part of the house and that one, the bedrooms and baths and kitchen, so.
Okay, and now some people that have these devices for both in the summer and the winter, what do you call that?
Air conditioning.
Well, it's air conditioning.
Reverse cycle.
Okay.
Reverse cycle.
All right, what might you call a house that had, I think we might have talked about this the other day, I can't remember, that has three rooms in a row that you could come in the front room and there might be a room in the middle and a room in the back room would be a kitchen, the room in the middle might be a bedroom, and the room that you first enter would be maybe a living room or another bedroom.
Well,
it
would be a three-room house, a small house.
How about
you'd have a hallway and take you through those two rooms without going through the others.
Did you ever hear the term shotgun used in terms of that?
No.
You ever heard that?
No.
Okay. How about a house that that's like if this were the house, it'd be separated, it'd be two parts, and there's a hallway that runs all the way through the middle of it that's open, maybe screened in, and but the same family lives on both sides. So, you ever seen any houses like that?
I've seen them in the old time days very much.
The
big two-story houses especially, and the long, larger one-story houses. But they were just called a home and had the hallway down the center.
Okay. You never had any special term for it that you can remember?
No.
Did you ever hear the term dog trot?
No.
Okay.
We didn't have dogs that much.
If it was free, we could go for
You might say kid shot. Because we were always playing up and down.
Okay. How about
no, we never did have one.
Dog trot?
Dog trot.
I never have had that. Out in the country when they had a lot of dogs, maybe they did use that term, but I never heard of it.
Okay. How about a house that you would enter and it had a long hallway and you might have a very big room off at a 90 degree angle? You ever seen any houses like that that just had a long hallway and the entry hall was long? And then and that hall is set at a 90 degree angle to a large single room. Ever seen anything like that?
No, I don't know.
You ever heard of anything like house and parlor house? A hall and parlor house? Flying out?
No, that's why I haven't seen it.
Okay. Have you seen small houses in this area? Well, what other kind of houses in this area that are distinctly Miamian or Floridian? What might you call them? If you were driving around and you saw a house, would you say that looks like a Miami house or that doesn't look like a Miami house? Or is it just that they just hold all kinds here?
They're getting some northern type of architecture now. Yeah, we use Spanish style down here a great deal, but the northern architecture is coming in now with few windows and few, yes, but with few porches because of the air conditioning. But a house typically Florida
had
porches all the way around it sometimes, especially on the front and on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And our first big home had one across the front and then it had a room out on the side so that porch came on around to the side. You could sit on that porch and find the breeze anywhere it was coming. And the Nassau houses, the Key West houses, and all of them at that time were more or less called island architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was to catch the breezes. And usually they were a wide porch so that the rain didn't come all the way across.
And wide eaves so it didn't rain.
And you could leave your windows open or sit out there for a while.